It's Tuesday, 28th of October 2014. This is HPR episode 1627 entitled Shades of Beer 0001 Hebrew Hops Selection from Smalt's Brewing Company. It is hosted by 5150 and is about 16 minutes long. Feedback can be sent to 5050@linuxbasement.com or by leaving a comment on this episode. The summary is beer, drinking same.
This episode of HBR is brought to you by anhonesthost.com. Get 15% discount on all shared hosting with the offer code HBR15. That's HBR15. Better web hosting that's honest and fair at anhonesthost.com.
Howdy, folks. This is 5150 for Hacker Public Radio. And I recently took the opportunity while I went into the big city to pick up a lift chair for my father to replace the one that got destroyed. While I was there, I went by a liquor store that had greater selection of craft brews than what I have locally. And we don't have a bad selection locally, but you go to a bigger city, you get a better selection of everything. So, I brought home several 6-packs and case, 12 packs of sampler selections. And 1 6-pack sampler selections. There's one from Shiner. If you drink beer and you live here in the United States, you've probably at least seen the Shiner Bock, which is very good, brewed down in Texas. And so I have a 6-pack from them, and each one is a different beer. But what I want to do is, this is an idea that I had a couple years ago when we quit recording Pod Brewers, which I was on. And I did something very similar when I was in Wichita, was pick up a selection of craft brews that weren't available at home. And unfortunately, I kept finding from week to week a new craft brew at home, so a lot of those never really got reviewed on the show. And then we quit doing the show. And I thought, I can't very well talk about how to brew beer like Tracy Holtz or Spork Saber did on the old show. But I can certainly taste the beers and give my opinion. So that's what I thought to do with all those beers I had left over after Pod Brewers quit. And so then I started drinking the beers. Bring them up from the basement, drinking them. But I always had in the back of my mind, now we're, for each beer type, we're going to leave one, and we're going to review that beer for HPR before it goes. And as it turns out, you didn't ever hear any podcasts because it never happened, and the beers all got drank. Or was it drunk? In any case, I got drunk drinking the beers that got drank. But, okay, so this is this idea back again. And as I've been sampling these beers, either the first one I drank or the last one, before I run out of that type of beer, I've been taking notes. So unfortunately tonight, you're not going to hear me review any new beer that I've just opened and never had before. I would like to do that eventually, but right now I'm working from notes. And yes, Ken, I already hear Ken in my head, don't do them all in one night. No, I'm not going to, Ken. I'm going to probably break these up, if possible, by the brewer, because even though some of these I brought a whole 6-pack of one type of beer, a lot of them, I've got 2 or 3 6-packs from the same company. So, and of course, like I said, I have several of these sampler 12-packs or 6-packs where it's all from the same company, but different styles of beer. So that's what I'm going to do tonight. I had a 12-pack from the Schmaltz Brewing Company, and this is their titling, not mine. They're all hops under their category of Hebrew. he_brew, the chosen beer. Okay, yeah, well, the founder of the company is apparently named Jeremy Cohen, so I've got to assume he's in on the joke. But if you are offended for this kind of profiling as I am, then please direct your comments to link@thelinuxlink.net. Let's get on with the review. Okay, so it's a Smaltz Brewing Company. All these are labeled as Hebrew, but it's four different beers in the collection. And they're all apparently, at least for this company's beers, on the hoppy side. I didn't find any of them offensively hoppy, as you folks may know if you've listened to Pod Brewers. I said the beer I like most is the one I haven't tried yet. But having said that, generally, I prefer a beer that's more malty in flavor than hoppy. Now, you need a little hops for accent, but I'm not a fan of these beers, and this is a term I think I coined, that are my hops can beat up your hops beer. And none of these in the Smaltz Brewing Company collection are really like that, despite them being marketed as a hops collection. Okay, so the first one, the first beer I want to tell you about is Genesis. And this is a dry beer. This beer is so dry that you could be forgiven for ordering a glass of water to go along with it. The aroma and the taste is bready, not biscuity like a lot of beers are described, but more like a fresh sourdough loaf. In fact, the taste of this beer almost wants you to spread butter over the beer to go with that sourdough, great sourdough taste. There's just enough hops in there to be interesting rather than annoying. And it's a little sweet on the back end. It's so subtle that you're likely going to miss it on the first sip. I have to admit the mouth feels a little watery. I don't usually talk about that, but compared to a lot of these beers, just a little watery. 5.5% alcohol content. And I'm going to mention this again at the end. This is one of the things I really love about this Smaltz Brewing Company. On the label of all their beers, they include the malts and the hops that go into the beer. So, if you're a home brewer and you have some experience, you at least have a shot at replicating the taste of the beer at home. I think a really good shot. And if perhaps you're more advanced beer aficionado, with more experience than me, you could, more experience than I, the same as the drink and drunk thing. You know, you could look at the label and probably have a pretty good idea what that beer is going to taste like without ever tasting it. So, in the Genesis, the malts include Specialty 2 Row, Munich, Core Munich 40, Wheat, and Dark Crystal. And the hops are Warrior, Centennial, Cascade, and Simcoe. Okay, next one's selection is David Slingshot. And the four, not to say it was bad. This is probably my least favorite of the four. It pours golden like an American lager. It has a pretty large head that subsides rapidly. A rye aroma. Subtle rye aroma, I should say. But the label says it's a blend of multigrain malts. And compared to Genesis, this, I think, has an emphasis on hops without being excessively hoppy. It's sort of like a citrus taste from the hops. The malts are Specialist 2 Row. Specialty 2 Row. Caramel Pils. Rye Ale. Crystal Rye. Vienna Wheat. And Flaked Oats. So that's why I say it's more multigrain. You've got some rye, you've got some wheat, and you've got some oats in there. Hops are Cascade. Saz. S-A-A-Z, Summit, Citra, and Crystal. Okay, third one in the pack is Bittersweet Lenny's R-I-P-A, Double Rye. And I do like me some rye beer. And apparently, the Lenny's, it's an ode to late comedian Lenny Bruce. And all of these, they have somewhat humorous anecdotes on the label of the bottles. However, they don't seem to have a whole lot to do with the flavor of the beer itself, so I'm not going to take time to relate all of them here. The RIPA pours very dark, with amber, with a small head. An aroma of sweet rye bread. You know, you get some bitter rye bread. This is like rye bread. It's got enough honey or something added to make it sweet. And it's got a, you know, doesn't mention honey on the bottle, but, you know, I think it's fairly sweet. It's got like a sweet honey taste without being cloying. It's not like one of the, I've had those honey beers. They're almost cloying. And then right away, you know, the hops hit the back of your tongue. So it's kind of washed away, but that sweet taste is kind of washed away by the refreshing taste of the hops. Strong rye flavor, much more in the Slingshot, the David Slingshot. The Slingshot was a mix of three grains, including rye. This double rye, that means they're hitting it hard with the rye. The malts are two-row, rye ale malt, torrefied rye, crystal rye 75, crystal malt 80, wheat, kiln amber, core Munich 60. Hops are Warrior, Cascade, Simcoe, Saz, Crystal, Chinook, Amarillo, and Centennial. Okay, the last of the four in the hops. You hear him? That's me sliding beers, not these same beers, beer bottles out of the way of the monitor so I can see what I've written. All right, Hop Mana IPA. Originally read that as Hop Hannah, which would work too. Pours medium amber with a good head. Like of all these four beers, that's the one that makes the most head. Didn't really detect much of a distinct aroma. This is kind of a hoppy beer. It's not, like I said, I've had those beers that, man, it's just hops on top of hops on top of hops. And, you know, my hops can beat up your hops. This really is all hop. This is sort of all hops all the time, but it's not as strong as some of those. It's for the hops enthusiast who doesn't want other flavors getting in the way, but it's still not so hoppy that the hops actually get in the way of the hops. It's hoppy enough to satisfy most hop heads without making your tongue feel like it's under assault from the hop high command. Okay, malts. Specialty 2-row, wheat, Munich, Vienna, core Munich 60. Hops, Warrior, Cascade, Citra, Amarillo, Crystal, Centennial Dry Hop. Oh, I'm sorry. That Centennial is one of the hops. And then Dry Hop, Centennial, Cascade, and Citra. Now, I think I'm not huge on hoppy beers, but I think these are four out of four winners. If you see the Smaltz Brewing Company in your liquor store's refrigerator cabinet, just grab it with both hands. I think from the selections, I don't think you'll be able to go wrong. And like I said, even if I hated the beer, I would love the company because they've printed the malts and the hops on the label. Okay, that's as far as I'm going to get tonight. And I want to thank everybody for listening, and I'll come back at you fairly soon with another beer review. This has been 5150 for Hacker Public Radio.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HBR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club and is part of the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 license.